Dozens of Latinos staged a protest last week on Milwaukee's east side. Some blocked driveways at a federal government office so vehicles couldn't get in or out. WUWM's Marty Michelson learned that Milwaukee can expect more demonstrations. Those taking part want a federal agency to stop arresting people suspected of being here illegally. While a few protesters laid or sat in the driveway, dozens of others marched on the sidewalk outside the Homeland Security office on East Knapp Street.
Shut down ICE! Shut down ICE! Shut down ICE!
Police arrived but did not arrest any demonstrators. One was Lauro Bonilla. He says he's willing to do it again.
I was ready to be arrested necessary, and I will be ready later on too. We're going to be back pushing whatever we got to push to get it right, to get everybody justice.
Bonilla says he came to Milwaukee from Mexico in 1979 and knows the families of some of the people ICE has arrested in town during recent sweeps. As long as they continue, so will the protests, according to Christine Newman-Ortiz. She leads the immigration rights group Voces de la Frontera.
The purpose was to send a message to President Obama that if he won't stop the deportations, that the families who are being affected by these deportations and the community that supports them will put their own bodies on the line to prevent ICE from going out and detaining and breaking up families.
Newman-Ortiz says last week's demonstration was part of a national campaign that's been underway for a few months. Of the few people who stopped to watch Milwaukee's, Curtis, who doesn't want to give his last name, says he doesn't mind.
People were voicing their opinion. This is America. They got the right to peacefully protest, correct?
The U.S. Customs and Immigration's office issued a statement following the demonstration. It says ICE continues working with Congress to reform the country's immigration system and in the meantime takes steps to protect public safety. The agency defended its arrest of 49 people in Milwaukee during a recent raid, saying many have criminal records, including sexual assault and drug trafficking. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.